Let's Talk. Today we're going to still be in James, and we're in chapter 2, and we'll be reading and talking about verses 14 through 26. But James is reminding us here, and he is going to drive home even more of what he said last week in the scripture, where we talked about being partial and putting our desires and our wants and our needs before what God wants in for us and desires for us. But he's talking about being partial here to people who we might think that are better than other people, and we treat them differently. So let's go back to verse 12, and it says, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty, for judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." So we need to really let that resonate in our hearts, that that we should show mercy over judgment. We should be more filled with mercy for a person than we are judgmental over whether it's the way they look, the way they live their lives, or whatever. So we talked about that last week a little bit, and this week we're going to get deeper into James, but he still wants us to talk a little bit more about being partial. In the passage today, James, he's going to drive it home just a little more, like I said, the importance of the care that we need to have for the lowly and the poor in the church. So in verse 27, and back in chapter 1, said, James tells us that religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So we need to keep all of this, all of James. He's teaching us throughout it. And I know he really beats us up sometimes, but James is good at shooting from the hip. He's good at just telling it like it is. And in verse 15, let's just start with 14. It says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Folks, stop right there. Just read that one verse. If also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. That is a powerful statement from James right there. And we need to take heed. We need to think about that. Let's continue. "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." So just because we say that we believe in God does not mean that we have faith in God. This is a warning sign for all of us to relook at our faith in God, to make sure that it is what we say it is, that we are listening to God, and that we are not just believing in Him, but we're doing what He has us to do. And he says here, you know, just because you believe in God, well, whoop-de-doo. You know, the devil, the demons believe there's a God. And in verse 20 it says, "Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? What not? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? I am so thankful." I don't know about you guys, but I am so thankful that James put these two illustrations he's about to tell us remind us of in this part of the scripture, because it makes us think back the outcome of the choices that Isaac made here. What was the outcome of his faith? Did he put legs to what he said he believed. And he did. And if you'll go back and read those, read that story, it just amazes me over and over. So I'm going to start back in 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? And I think I got the names crossed there just now, but we're talking about Abraham's faith here and how he showed his faith in God by obeying God and taking his son to the altar to be sacrificed. And faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and he was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. So if you will, go back to that scripture, search it out, read it, and remember the faith that Abraham had and what it took for him to actually take his son to the altar. And verse 24 says, you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Here's another great example. Rahab, she was, it tells us here plainly, she was a prostitute, but she listened and she let God use her. When she received the messengers and she sent them out another way, she saved them. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith is apart from works is dead. Read that one more time with me. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. So this plainly tells us that we cannot just believe in God. We have to do the work of God. We cannot just do the work of God without faith. It goes together. We have to have both. I hope you have a good week. I pray that you will let God's word resonate in your heart and that you'll have the faith that Abraham had.